Hard Brexit threatens the integrity of the UK. Yet another problem concerning the special treatment of Northern Ireland came from regions of the UK that had voted heavily in favour of remaining in the EU, particularly Scotland and London. Scotland voted 62% and London 60% to remain. Especially in Scotland, which already has a high degree of political autonomy, the Scottish Nationalist Party, SNP, which controls the Scottish Parliament, complained that the Scottish should not be dragged out of the EU against their will. If Northern Ireland were to be given special status post-Brexit, it was only fair that the Scottish also be given the same treatment, given the way Scotland had voted. The SNP says that if Scotland is pulled out of the EU on terms that they cannot agree to, they will campaign for a second referendum on Scottish independence. At the previous independence referendum in 2014, over 40% of Scots voted for independence. If Scotland is forced into a hard Brexit against the wishes of its voters, it is quite conceivable that a second independence referendum would result in Scotland leaving the UK. It is ironic indeed that if the hard Brexit of Nigel Farage's Brexit Party and its supporters in the Conservative and Unionist Party, to give the Conservative Party its full name, is followed, it could well result in the dissolution of the very UK whose sovereignty they claim to be championing.